Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We all just made our orders.
Yes.
All the food here is incredible.
Yes.
Every item on the menu that we've had is fantastic.
Yes.
But there's some stuff that's like a little bit like, all right, we were reminiscing about the time a former coworker of ours ordered the trout.
Ordered the damn trout.
Got the big old rainbow trout.
And the thing about it was, we didn't hear him order it or nothing, and we just sit here talking.
Right, I didn't know it was coming.
I think he did, and he arrived in the middle of a segment, and I think we both stopped. Like, what the hell?
A huge fish.
What the hell is that?
No,
a rainbow, and I love trout. I love trout.
Trout's delicious.
Love me some rainbow trout.
I just didn't expect to see
it. Yeah, dog. Love, you put it on the grill, everything?
Oh, sure.
Dude, but puppies, like, I love this dog. And he loves me. Like, he go everybody. He follows everything. This morning, he's about to be homeless, Andy. This dude, like, the destruction of a yard that a big ass puppy does.
Yeah. Like, how big is he now?
Like, he's big as hell.
He's probably bigger than Boone by now.
I think he is. Yeah. He's bigger than Boone, but he thinks he's a baby puppy.
Right.
And so he likes to flop, and when he hits the ground, it's like, boom! Like, this is how big this dude is. And so I go out this morning, I let him out usually, and I go out there and just like, damn, homie. Like, and I found out, because remember last week he ate my cord, my favorite cord. My cord that got me from, it's a 100-foot cord with like three, like, that's my outside cord. He ate it. And I was so mad at him. He knew I was mad at him. And so I found this thing on, just like you, in your algorithm, and it talked about he knows he's wrong. And everything, the gestures that he was doing, was all the thing that this article was saying about.
Okay.
He knew I was mad at him, and he was acting out. Like
he was trying to say sorry.
Like he's trying to say sorry. And I was like, man, leave me alone, man. I don't want to pet you right now. And so he turned on his side and he lay on his back. This is what his breed does. They lay on the back and he just sits there and look at you. I don't care. You want a belly? I want a damn belly rub. You broke my stuff. But it was so crazy. And so this morning when I go outside and he knew he had messed up. He knew it because she's always like, oh, he's just a puppy and everything. Until he ate her damn plant, ate the whole plant. Now she's mad. And so now here he goes at Donna's feet. I'm sorry. But yeah, like, I wasn't going to put him out. But he ate her whole plant.
Oh, man.
Just potted plant.
Yeah.
Just potted plant. Dug it up and ate it.
That's a no-no.
Dude.
Luckily, it didn't make him sick.
No. Dude, that dude got an iron stomach,
man. Yeah, he can eat whatever.
That dude got an iron stomach, man.
You know who really likes puppies? Jack. I think he thinks he is one. Like, when we see him in public. Yeah. Like, first of all, he's always trying to eat Boone's dog food, which is ridiculous. And he always wants to give him a treat when we give him treats. And then he'll try to sneak one. And it's like, you can't have dog treats. Give it to him. But when we see him in public, he'll bark at him. It's just like...
Hold on. Jack barks at the dog?
He barks at dogs. He just starts going, woof, woof, woof. It's hilarious. It's so funny. It's so funny. We'll sit on our porch and people will walk by. And if they have a dog, he'll start barking at him.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
He's being raised by Boone.
Yeah, Boone, that's what it seemed like.
Boone's made a bigger impact on him than me.
I love it, man.
All right, let's make some picks against the spread. How did we do last week, Abe?
Randy went 0-4, as previously mentioned. Andy and Bo both went 1-3. I went 3-1.
Damn, Abe's on fire.
Yeah, I'm having a good year. Randy's 19-21. Bo and Andy overall 20-20. I am 26-14.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, you know he's loving that.
Yeah, he is. All right, Randy.
All right, so I got to get back off the schneid. Give me I know I keep saying they're going to let him in this game, but I still think Miami covers against Tech.
What is the line?
11.
11, okay.
Give me Missouri minus – no, I'm sorry, plus 2. It should be plus 2.5 versus Oklahoma because okay. They're playing at home. Missouri's playing at home. Give me Chicago Bears minus 6 versus New England and the Chargers minus 7 versus Titans.
I'm going to go BYU minus 2.5 at Utah, even though you try to talk me out of it. I just don't think Utah's very good. Indiana minus 14.5 versus Michigan. They're 8-1 against the spread this year. They have only not covered the spread one time all year.
Damn.
They beat the hell out of everybody. And Michigan's just not very good, so I think Indiana can handle them. I got the Cardinals getting 1.5 against the Jets.
Did he sign the contract? The coach at Michigan.
I was thinking about Sherrone Moore when he hadn't signed it.
Right.
I was like, this year's about to be rough.
Yeah.
Like, you better sign that contract to get some guaranteed. Yeah, he took care of that in September, luckily. Right. Cardinals getting 1.5 at home against the Jets, and then the Eagles minus 7.5 at the Cowboys, who aren't good.
No, they are not good.
So I'll tell you who else is not good, and that is Michigan. So I'll give up that same 14.5 points. I'll take Indiana in that one. And the utter disrespect by Las Vegas for my LSU Tigers, giving them points at home, give me LSU plus 2.5 versus Bama. I can't not take that, and it really just bugs me that I can't do that. I'm going to be contrarian to Randy's pick of the against the Patriots. The Bears are not playing. Caleb Williams hasn't had a good game in 6 weeks.
That is true.
Yeah.
All right.
But so the Patriots stink.
But they do. But Drake May's playing well. Christian Gonzalez on the other side of the ball. Very undersung season he's having there. So he'll be able to take away at least one. Give me the Pats plus 6 at the Bears.
All right.
And then Joe Flacco only plays good versus the Jacksonville Jags. That is not who the Colts are playing. Give me the Bills minus 4 at the Colts this weekend.
All right, Abe.
I'll take BYU as well. I know Utah's coming off a bye. They don't know who their quarterback is. BYU is one of the leading teams in the country in interceptions. I will take them on the road. I'm also going to take Iowa State. Iowa State's going on the road to face Kansas, who's coming off a bye. They're only 2.5-point favorites. So
Kansas
is
weird. Every game they play is a 3-point game.
Yeah.
And then they blow it.
I'll take Iowa State to rebound. I'm with Bo on the Bills there, minus 4 against the Colts. I didn't really love a ton of the games and lines in the NFL, so I'm going to go ahead and just emotionally go with Falcons minus 3.5 against the Saints.
All right. I didn't like a lot of the NFL lines either.
Yeah, it was tough.
I liked the college ones, which probably means I'm going to get them wrong. All right, let's get to Sports Jeopardy.
All right, gentlemen.
Andy.
I promise no sports Halloween questions.
Dude,
or probably ever.
Dude,
how about Thanksgiving?
Like, I just know this.
Thanksgiving, we can probably find some
good ones. It's usually Abe tripping. But you was tripping last week, dog.
I tried to make it work.
You was tripping last week, didn't. Man.
Hey, so
lesson learned.
We heard that the questions are divided. Like, you guys did half and half, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Are they mixed, or did you?
No, there's a line.
Oh, there's a line. Okay.
Yeah. I thought it'd be kind of fun.
I thought it'd be kind of fun if we guessed.
We knew that was your question
as well.
Yeah.
But he could mix it up. He doesn't have to go in order.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I could. Okay. That would be very confusing.
I don't want to confuse anybody.
All right, gentlemen. What city hosted the 1988 Winter Olympics?
Randy
Michael.
Oh, damn! You said winter. Salt Lake City, Utah.
That is incorrect.
1988. I know it was the Olympics.
Do we know? Can you tell me the country?
I think that would probably be
okay,
cheating.
That'd be cheating. Moscow, Russia.
That is incorrect.
Saskatchewan.
Would you know the city if I gave you the country of Canada?
Toronto.
They were in Calgary, actually.
Calgary.
That was a pretty big Olympics. Okay.
Why was it big?
I don't know. It's just a memorable Olympics, I guess.
How you going to sit up here and say it was memorable, Olympics, and then we ask you why?
I don't know.
Why would where I got these trivia questions from pull that one out of just nowhere? Thought something may have happened there or something. As of a Thursday afternoon, who leads the NBA in scoring average with 32.6 points per game after 7 games played?
Andy
Bunker.
Anthony Edwards.
That is incorrect.
Randy
Michael.
32 points a game. Is Anthony Davis?
That is correct. The other Anthony. Randy's on the board. Scores 1-0. Who won the Heisman in 2003 when Ole Miss quarterback Eli Manning finished third?
Oh, my God. I know this answer. I was in the NFL.
Andy.
Oh.
Andy Bunker.
Was it Jason White?
Yes.
It was Jason.
Yes, it was.
White.
Yeah. I was like, Oklahoma's quarterback.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
All right, the Falcons and Saints have only played one playoff game against each other. In which decade did that game take place? Randy Michael.
I know Michael Vick was a quarterback. No. He ran over the – that was the Rams he ran over. No, he beat the Saints. So it was Michael Vick.
What decade was that?
2000.
That is incorrect.
Really?
I thought it was earlier than that. I don't remember Vick playing against him in the playoffs.
I thought he played against him in the playoffs.
The 90s.
That is correct.
It was like 91.
Oh, my God. That is a raggedy-ass question. Hold on real quick. Mike Bell. The Jamaican bobsleigh team.
That was 88.
That's why it's memorable. Mike Bell just hit it. It was Jamaican bobsleigh team.
Appreciate it, Mikey.
Appreciate it, Mike.
I knew it was memorable for some reason.
I didn't know where it was, but I knew that. Yeah, okay.
I don't. All right. Anyway.
Yeah, you can't believe.
Not a bobsled team.
Name one of the other two.
That movie.
I love that movie.
Me too.
I love the movie.
Me too. Going back and watching it, there's parts of it that don't hold up.
Like what?
I don't know. Just like. Every character is like, that person's ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
Look, I love the movie, too. I'm not
I don't know. I'm with you.
Dougie Doug. He's like, he's got an egg.
Yeah, he kisses an egg. Yaka, you're dead.
You can probably say that about most movies that were made like 20 years ago. All right, let's see here. Name one of the other two cities that Georgia and Ole Miss have played a game in besides Oxford and Athens.
Georgia. Say it again?
Name one of the other two cities that Georgia and Ole Miss have played a game in besides Oxford and Athens. Andy Bunker.
I'd have no clue.
Atlanta.
That is incorrect.
Randy.
Randy Michael.
Did they play a Sugar Bowl or something one time?
New Orleans? They have never played in New Orleans.
Memphis.
That is correct.
And I said, and I kept only saying.
Your second answer doesn't count.
And I kept saying, we stayed in Memphis.
Oh.
We stayed in Memphis.
Memphis not too far from Oxford.
Yeah, we stayed in Memphis.
When we drove to Memphis, we drove through Oxford.
Damn. All right, let's see here. In the top five of active scorers in the NBA, you have LeBron, Durant, Harden, Westbrook. And as of Thursday afternoon, this player who is in his 16th season.
Randy.
Little help, Abe. Who did you hear first?
Randy.
Randy okay. Michael.
All right, the guy who is in the top five, 16th year. Is it Steph?
What's that?
Was it Steph Curry?
No, it's not Steph.
That was going to be my guess.
Oh. Great guess.
So these are the top five active scorers.
Yes.
And number five got into the top five Thursday, 16th season.
Correct.
No.
Lots of
as of Thursday, he leads.
Oh, he leads?
Oh,
in
man.
In case there was a statistical change last night.
Ugh.
Who are the other four?
LeBron, Durant, Harden.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Westbrook. It just says he's one of the five.
Dick. Chris Paul?
It's not Chris Paul. DeMar DeRozan.
Wow.
Wow. Would never guess that.
He's off to a nice start.
Would never guess that.
So in 12 days, we will find out if Chris Sale is the next Atlanta Brave to win a Cy Young Award.
I thought he won it.
No, he got a gold glove. Is the only thing that's been.
Oh, for some reason, baseball gives away their awards at Christmas.
I thought he got it. I don't know why. One a week, for a whole month.
Okay. It's very annoying. Okay. Who was the last Braves pitcher to win the Cy Young? Randy Michael.
The last Braves to win the damn Cy Young. I know this answer, but I can't remember his damn name.
There's only a handful to choose from.
I know. The last. No, they didn't give it to Kimbrel. I remember that. It's either one of the three. So I'm gonna go with Maddux.
That's incorrect.
Yeah.
Glavin.
That is correct.
Yeah, it was one of those guys.
Score now is Andy Bunker is up 3-1 with only about a minute left here. So Randy's going to have to go
have
on
Have we
a
gotten
run.
To Abe's questions yet?
Yeah, these have been Abe's questions. Oh. Yeah.
That's why they suck.
Abe likes using present statistically fed numbers.
He does.
There are only two running backs in the NFL right now with over 800 yards rushing. Derrick Henry and what are the ball carrier?
Oh, my God. I was going to say Derrick Henry. Why can't it be Derrick Henry? 800 yards. Hell, I don't even know, Andy.
I don't either.
I will go. Maybe the guy we talked about. Is it Chuba Hubbard?
It's not Chuba Hubbard. That's a great guess. I think he's six, though.
Oh.
Is it Saquon?
It is Saquon. Ding, ding, ding. That is going to put Andy Bunker in the winning seat as we are out of time. There it is.
Why do we have to do a mixture question, Bo?
We didn't even get to mine.
And Abe's questions do not suck. I'm just kidding, all right? So, you know, because
a lot more numbers than his questions.
Too many numbers, man. Look at that little suit. Other than counting them bills.
Note to Abe, make more trivia questions about counting.
I'm just going to sit here and wait and see how far Randy goes.
No, I'm not going to.
Every sentence gets better.
No, I'm not going to do that, man.
You done?
No, I'm done. I ain't going to mess with Abe today, man. Abe's not here. Can you tell the difference, Abe not being here?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't going to say anything. Because there's nobody. I mean, never mind.
Go on, please continue.
Abe and Bo are different
people. Abe and Bo are different people, but I'm not. We don't have to sit here and go up under a dozen wings in 5 minutes.
He is amazing at eating wings.
Abe eats wings like he's in a wing contest, he clears the whole bone. That's why I blank with Abe.
He definitely does.
That's why I blank with Abe.
The bone is clean.
Yes.
Now, he might have a little sauce on his forehead.
Abe, last time it was dimples.
Abe tucks a napkin into his shirt, but that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. All right. We'll come back with the final hour of the week. Big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.